Survivors of yesterday's powerful volcanic eruption in New Zealand ran into the sea to escape the scalding steam and ash and emerged covered with burns. Those are some of the most horrific stories we've been hearing today after the White Island volcano erupted, killing at least six people. CNN international correspondent Will Ripley is in Tauranga, New Zealand, and joins us now on Skype. And Will, what more are you hearing about what happened yesterday?
It's really horrific, Tanya, to hear what volcanologists describe as just unsurvivable conditions for people who would have been actually inside the volcanic crater at the time of this blast. Because keep in mind, there are 47 people on the island, and volcano tourism is a huge draw here. So this cruise ship, this Royal Caribbean ship, the Ovation of the Sea, it offered this excursion where people pay, you know, almost $200 a pop to get on a small boat and go to White Island, which is visited by thousands of tourists every year. And they can hike on the island and actually go down into the crater and look over the edge. So if people were down there at the time of this blast, they would have experienced an explosion so powerful that boulders up to 3 feet across would have been shot up into the air. Smaller particles of rock would have been shot laterally, we're told, at sonic or even supersonic speeds. So that alone would have been fatal for people who were right up close. But people who were farther away, as you mentioned, they're enveloped in this, you know, impenetrable plume of volcanic ash, these toxic gases. If you breathe it in, it burns your lungs. And of course, if it touches your skin, well, we had first responders describing people with their skin falling off. That's how severe their burns were, which is why the hospital authorities are saying that for a lot of these people, these injuries may not be survivable.
Were people warned about this before?
This is the big question that we are asking, because we are told that there have been signs in recent weeks of increased activity at this particular volcano. They actually raised the alert level from 1 to 2, which the tour company says normally would not be an unacceptable risk level for these tourists. But we don't know what they were told. What we do know is that this was a popular excursion that people take. Thousands of people take it every year. And most of them would have assumed that if the tour company takes them to this island, that it's safe, that they believe it's safe. That there's some sort of a warning system to prevent this kind of thing from happening. And obviously that wasn't the case.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this is a popular island. It's a tourist destination. Many cruises come in and out of the area and tour this specific White Island volcano. People are still missing, as I understand it. What sort of effort is underway to find them?
We believe that there are 8 bodies that are sitting on the island covered in ash right now. But the conditions on the island are still too dangerous for rescuers to actually go in there and recover. But they flew drones overhead. And the description is that you can see the bodies just kind of lying there. And so these people who are missing, their families know what happened, but they don't have any closure until people can actually get on the island to recover them.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was praised for the way she handled the aftermath of the Christchurch mosque shootings back in March. Has she spoken about this, and how is she handling this disaster?
She's been on top of it, really, you know, within hours of the disaster happening. And in fact, she'll be making a visit to the site herself tomorrow, where she's expected to meet with some of the first responders, possibly some of the families of those affected. The first identified victim is actually a New Zealander, a tour guide who was there guiding people on the island. So this is a huge tragedy for New Zealand. And it also raises a lot of questions about the local economy here, because volcano tourism is a pillar of the economy. It's why cruise ships come here. But and I should mention, the company that actually operates these tours has an excellent safety record. Last year, they were voted one of the safest places in New Zealand to work. So it's not like this is the kind of thing that happens often. But obviously now there are going to be very serious questions raised about why people were allowed to not just go visit this island, but to hike into the volcanic crater, given the fact that it has a history of geothermal activity. And there have been eruptions there in the past. And even in recent weeks, they saw this uptick. Did they put tourism dollars ahead of people's lives? And what does that mean moving forward? Those are the really unanswered questions right now.
so many questions, and as you have said, so horrific. Thank you so much for your time. CNN international correspondent Will Ripley in New Zealand. Will, thanks again.
Thanks, Tanya.